Miss Piggy, it's time to get freaky. Oh, Kermie, give me that green hog of yours.
Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. Hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to. That's a way to start the show, isn't it? It is. It is. Like I said, got a lot to get into, but real quick, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And today's show is presented to you by Sugar Fire. They're located in Westminster. Just a great place to grab some barbecue, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. I'll tell you about both of those in just a little bit. But like I said, got a lot of headlines to get into. I did want to bring this up because it was humorous and so annoying last night, where I basically would have ended up being written about or ended up on the news somehow if I would have done this. And it took a lot for me not to step in. I was at my son's baseball game last night. They had a midweek game, but on a field right behind them, they had another team practicing. And the coach for that team, I have never heard a coach yell at his kids or his team like that ever before. Never. You know, like, if you're a parent and you have those bad moments where you raise your voice and you yell, then afterwards you feel like shit and you're like, I shouldn't have yelled. I handled it wrong. This guy did that for 2 hours. Well, maybe not a full 2 hours, but it was like an hour and a half, right? And it started with when we're first sitting there watching, like, say, my son's team warm up and get ready. You could hear the guy on the other field just, "Bird, bird, you're messing up." And, like, he is just barking. And he has these pipes on him that are just, you could hear them in the parking lot. And, like, you could hear him clear as day in the parking lot, right? So he's, like, really barking at his kids. They make a mistake. You can't do that. You screwed up. Like, totally ripping these kids down. And all the parents are just sitting there. I'm like, it was weird. And then, the thing that I've never witnessed before, but it just made my blood boil, is it's time for the national anthem. They do the national anthem. What do you do when you're at a sporting event and they do the national anthem? You take your hat off, everybody's quiet, and you listen to the person sing the national anthem. You pay respects to the person singing as well as our country. Okay? It's just something we do. Not all countries do that, but that's what we do. Right? Never seen this before. He just kept on coaching and yelling at his kids. And the assistant coach, who had his balls apparently removed, took his hat off, but was staring at the coach and continuing to assist. Everybody that, in fact, one of the parents yelled at the coach, "Hey, coach!" Oblivious. Oblivious. It was disrespectful in that sense, the national anthem part. But also you add in, he was breaking these kids down and they were falling apart for the entire practice. They were breaking down. They were, looked like that they had just been getting the shit kicked out of them for like an hour and a half. Parents said nothing. It wasn't my kids. And I'm sitting there going, I didn't know what to do, because I'm witnessing this guy just be a total prick to these kids who are probably about 8, 9 years old. But like I said, the parents of the kids were just sitting there watching. Nobody said a fucking word. And then afterwards, he's walking around acting to the parents like he's the greatest fucking coach ever. I'm like, I was talking to some of the parents on my son's team, and I was like, dude, if that was my kid's coach, I would ask to be transferred to another team. It was horrible. It's funny when you see good coaches and then you see bad coaches. You don't always appreciate the good coaches until you see the shit coaches like that, I'm sorry, man. That I feel bad for those kids. I feel bad because you're not going to get the results that you think you're getting. You're going to get. It's fine to be tough on the kids and be like, listen, you made a mistake, but this is how you correct it. I'm not the best coach in the world. Nowhere even close. I'm not the best parent in the world. Not even close. But I can tell you, that's the wrong way of going about it. It was an hour and a half of when we have our moments of being a bad teacher, a bad parent. He did it for an hour and a half, and nobody on the team batted an eye as far as the parents. I don't know. I'm judging the fuck out of them. I'm like, what the hell? Totally not the way you go about trying to educate individuals, regardless of their age. I'm like, those kids are too young to be getting yelled at like that. I guess maybe if you're an adult and you're in football or baseball. But it's just, ultimately, I don't think that works. I could be wrong. I could be being a pussy. But Jesus, man. Here's the thing. I get it. If the kids make a mistake, you got to correct them and lead them right down the right path. But sitting there and ripping them to shreds with your big booming voice and telling them that they messed up and you can't keep screwing up like that, it's not beneficial. But you know what is beneficial? Getting some comedy in our life. Let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
This isn't really surprising, because we talked about how this company made some mistakes with their promotions. It was the all-you-can-eat shrimp over at Red Lobster. Then they did the all-you-can-eat lobster, whatever, lobster fest or shrimp fest and all that stuff. Well, Red Lobster is preparing to file for bankruptcy. Nobody's shocked with that. Here's what I hope happens with Red Lobster, is that some entity comes in there that has a new way of looking at things and just revamps Red Lobster. Because I think at its core, it's a great restaurant. It just needs some new life pumped into it. I love their rolls that they bring out. What are those? They're like butter rolls. Oh my God, they're so delicious. It's good food. I love seafood. It's just Red Lobster has just been kind of the same thing since I was a kid. It hasn't changed. It hasn't kept up with the times. So I would like to see some new restaurant entity come in there and just, okay, we're going to start making some changes around here and make Red Lobster better, okay? Because otherwise, it's going to be a thing of the past. 10 years from now, we're going to be like, hey, you remember Red Lobster? Oh, yeah, they had great roles. They're not around anymore. That's what's going to happen. If they're not careful, they're going to be filing for bankruptcy most likely. So pretty crazy stuff. That's an iconic place. You always have those places that you grew up and you remember. You're like, oh, that place was good. Remember like Trail Dust here in Colorado? Garcia's. They have Garcia's in Arizona, and we ate at a Garcia's. They used to have those here in Colorado. Da, 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 Garcia's. Da, 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 da. Just a great Mexican place. You're welcome for that jingle. There's so many other ones that I just can't think of right now, but you know what I'm talking about. So expect Red Lobster, if nobody comes in to save them, that it's going to be gone. It's going to be a thing of the past, which is sad because I think it has a lot of potential. This is crazy. This is kind of a real popular conversation point right now is Uber came out with its most unique lost items that were reported to the company from last year. They just released this actually yesterday. I'm going to go through them. Because it's so bizarre, but I guess it makes sense. If you get in an Uber or a taxi, sometimes you leave shit. The only thing I remember ever leaving in like a bus or anything like that was I got this cool Barstools hat. It was like a camo hat. I was so excited to wear it. I wore it for literally about 2 hours, went on a bus trip when I was covering the Super Bowl in, I think, San Francisco, and I left it on the fucking bus. I was so mad, so mad. And the thing that made it worse was it was originally given to Mark Schlereth, and he gave it to me, and he's like, ah, here you go. And then, like, the next day, he's all, where's your hat? I was like, I lost it. Sorry. My bad. I'm dumb. Anyway, here are some of the most unique items lost, according to Uber. A frontal hair toupee. I still don't understand why you'd want to wear a toupee. I know that they, don't they make toupees for your crotch too? I think those are called like merkins, something like that. Not a big fan of a toupee. I'm a big fan of just embracing the reality that you are what you are and you got a bald spot. Okay. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Deal with it. Hot sauce and breathalyzer is one report. It's a weird combo. This person wrote, I left a leaf in your car that's much needed. It's a leaf. How important is that leaf? The fuck? Two containers with spiders in them. Oh, fuck. Burn your car. Burn your car. I only see one spider. Holy shit. A Beyonce fold-up fan? Okay. A tray of meat pie. A jar of oysters. Gross. Small rat skeleton prop. Okay, weird. Gray tub of surgical implants. What the fuck, man? Police-grade handcuffs. My live pet animal turtle. Waste beads and a burrito steamer. First of all, burrito steamer would be cool to have. But waste beads? Are you sure they're not anal beads?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't find the anal beads. Sorry. I did find the burrito steamer. But this is the report. My girlfriend's pregnant pills. I'm a guy. I'm moronic. I don't know about anything to do with women. Stand-up paddleboard paddle. How do you forget that? I know I'm forgetting something. Is it a giant paddle? Yeah. Benihana garlic butter. I will say the garlic butter is good, but is it good enough that when you leave Benihana that you ask for a to-go container for your butter? I don't know. Contraceptive Plan B from Costco. Yeah, you might want that one. You might. Ah, shit. Taylor Swift autographed and it's framed. Dude, you ain't getting that back. I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I don't have it. You know how much that's probably worth? Taylor Swift is the hot artist right now, whether you like her or not. A fart sensor. What the hell is a fart sensor? A fake butt.
You know the Uber driver's keeping that one.
Mm-hmm. Panty liner and $1,000. That's all I can remember is what they wrote. $1,000. You ain't getting that shit back. Some lotion or my thong. Not sure. Again, these are all submitted by people. Undergarments, bread, pack of ham and mayo. Somebody had an interesting night planned. My father's beard softener. A paternity test. I might have left my garden fence in the trunk. A Jeep Liberty engine. Please call me. How do you have an engine in your Uber? Like an extra engine. I'm just going to slap it back there. Bullshit. Three Japanese ceramic decorative cats. One gold, one black, and one pink. All fist size. Those are so random. Other than that hat, I don't think I've ever left anything in a car or a taxi like that. I do know, I think it was my wife, when she was younger, accidentally left her wallet or her purse in a taxi, and thankfully the guy held on to it and made sure she got it, because she called, and her and the adults she was with went and picked it up, because at the time she was, I believe, like 18, something like that. Moving along from the weird Uber shit, worst gift ever might go to this dude. He was a groomsman in this wedding. And this is what the bride said. I wish this was a joke. This is the grossest wedding gift I could even fathom, and it's on my kitchen table. The bride told a popular Facebook bridal planning group, revealing one of her husband's groomsmen had gifted them a paperweight made of glued toenails. This is what he wrote. Oh my God. To my favorite couple, your husband was such a gross dude in college. He always left his clipped nails all over the dorm. Okay, I get it. Guess who has been collecting them for 8 years, almost as long as you two have been dating. I added in some of my own and formed them into a brick structure. The hardness is because I included concrete glue. That's disgusting. He said, now your husband won't be able to forget wherever they went to school, his school days, and you'll be the only bride in the United States that has a fingernail paperweight. That's disgusting. It's horrible. It's funny, though. I gotta admit. And to be honest, it sounds like the guy, the groomsman, and the groom were really good friends. And to be honest, what a great way to get back at your gross roommate who had been just clipping his fucking toenails and just leaving them, enough so that this guy, which, by the way, kind of disgusting that he saved them. Future serial killer or current serial killer? Yeah. FBI, maybe put this dude on a list, a watch list, because who the fuck decides? I know it's gross that the other dude was leaving his toenail clippings everywhere, but come on, who collects them? That's weird. That is, oh my God. But anyway, so she even mentioned that it was like had a tint of yellow, because they were so old and gross. And she's furious and disgusted. But you got to look at it from the comical side, because nobody's expecting that. It's disgusting, but you got to admit, it's kind of funny. And she needs to look at this as something else. As in, what did she just marry? She married a dude that clips his toenails and just leaves them places. That's gross. I'll tell you what I do when I clip my fingernails or toenails. I go out in the backyard or in the front yard and clip my nails and then let them just drop into the grass. That's what I do. I don't know if that's good or bad for the grass, but that's what I do, because I don't want to be, you know, in my house, and then all of a sudden I just, ow, what poked me in the foot? And then you look at your foot and it's some random toenail clipping. That's gross. That's disgusting. So there, she has a lot of decisions to make. I don't know how long she's been married, but there's always time to get an annulment or just get a divorce, because the writing's on the wall. He's sick, and he also has a sick, disgusting friend. Oh my God. I kind of want to see it. I kind of want to see what the paperweight looks like. And he said he formed it into a brick. Oh my God, that's gross. But so intriguing. Oh, gross. Here's something to cleanse your palate. Sugar Fire in Westminster. Amazing place to grab some barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze. Got to follow them on Instagram and Facebook, @SugarFireWesty. And right now, It's playoff season. Nugs and Avs. And during the first round of the playoffs, the following day, if the Avs or Nuggets win, the next day you're going to get a free soda at Sugar Fire in Westminster as long as you purchase some food, a food item. So you got to make sure you tell them at the register. Be like, hey, I heard on DeHuff's podcast that, you know, I get a free soda because the Avalanche or the Nuggets won yesterday. Boom, they're going to hook you up. And looking at today's special over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, this is so funny. It's a quesadilla. There's an apostrophe. Wait, not a hyphen in there. Quesadilla. It's pulled ribs, pepper, onions, cheddar, Monterey, and sour cream with a house-made Taco Bell hot sauce and a side of brisket chili Colorado. Oh, my God, that sounds so good. And they have a picture of it. Oh, my God, that looks delicious. So you got to go check them out. Again, at Sugar Fire Westy on Instagram and Facebook. Make sure you follow the page to get all the cool daily specials. But they also have amazing sides, broccoli cheddar soup. They got Brussels and sweet chili, hash brown casserole, caramel pecan applesauce, smash loaded potatoes, brisket mac and cheese, which is delicious, tater tots, french fries, super slaw, loaded mashed potatoes, broccoli ranch salad, cucumber salad, and fried pickles. Don't forget about their sauces, St. Louis Sweet, Texas Hot, Coffee, Carolina Mustard, and White Barbecue. It's a family-friendly place, perfect for date night, and Sugar Fire also does catering for those special events, whether it's a wedding, birthday, or a big meeting at the office. Check out Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron. Go ahead and follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, at Sugar Fire Westy, or go to sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. I've been saying this all week, but I swear to God, I'm going to Jad's Mile High Smoke right after I do this show. I'm going to go over there and hang out and do some video over there. But Jad's Mile High Smoke is the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It's like an alcohol bar, but for cannabis. You got to go check them out. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. Consume what you like and take the rest home. Jad's has something for everyone, and whether it's flower, pre-rolls, concentrate, and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. They're a full-service bar, and the staff will take fantastic care of you. And what's cool, too, is they have 7 big-screen TVs in there. You can catch your favorite sporting event, or you can host a watch party. They got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, and dominoes to choose from. And they also have a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and plenty more. It's a great place to hang out. They always got cool events going on, whether it's live music, open mic nights, drag bingo, comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month. And let's see, they got craft nights, puff and paints, game nights, and twice a week they do Texas Hold'em games, and a ton more. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. Thursdays is ladies' night ladies' day, and ladies get 20% off all day. You got to go check it out. It's Jad's Mile High Smoke, 9 minutes from Coors Field, and open noon to 10 p.m. You just need to be 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. That's great. It's a one-stop shop. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Type that in and just GPS to Jad's. Oh, you know what we need to do right now? We got so many other great headlines. Let's just do it. Screw it. Let's get into some rapid fire. Why does it hurt when I
pee? It's rapid fire.
You ready?
Oh, wait. So we're just going to wing it?
There's a big difference between winging it and seeing what happens. Now let's see what happens.
All right, I'm going to read just the headlines on this one. Do you owe the bride and groom a gift if you aren't attending the wedding? No, you don't. I don't know why that's even a question. If you're getting married and you don't invite me, fuck off. If you do invite me and I don't go, you still don't have to buy them a gift. All you have to say is, oh, congratulations. How was the wedding? That's it. You don't need to buy them jack shit. You can if you want, but you're not obligated. If you show up to the wedding, I do think that you need to bring them a gift of some sort. But just make sure you go to their registry. Wherever they're registered, do it that way. Don't be the guy or lady that goes and buys you something weird, like that one dude with the toenail clippings. Don't be that guy. Get something that they can use. I look back on when my wife and I got married. We did the wedding registry, and we really took the time to go and make sure what are the things that we really need. And we still have, I want to say, the majority of those things, whether it's plates, bowls, silverware, toaster, and stuff like that, miscellaneous things, stuff you need to start up a home and get really nice things that you're going to get. I will suggest this. If you're planning on getting married, put on your registry durable plates and durable bowls. We got like that Fiesta ware, and that shit is strong as shit. We, knock on wood, we haven't broke any of them. We've had them for over 20 years, and they are durable. I love that. That's the way you go. Because if you buy the thinner plates, yeah, they might look nice, but they're more likely to fracture if you accidentally smack it, especially when you have young kids. So that's my input, is just make sure you put stuff on your registry that's worth. Don't put a bunch of like condoms or anything like that. I mean, you could, but that would be funny. Double-sided dildo, strap-on, a fleshlight, stuff like that. Maybe avoid those. These last two stories are the ones that just really drive me crazy. A new Target worker complains how she's forced to close an entire store by herself after the manager leaves. And she says, I've only been there 2 months. I did actually look into that story a little more. She's not actually closing the store entirely by herself. There's four people. She's just closing it down as a manager in a manager role. And she's mad about it. Let me tell you this. Quit fucking bitching. You got a job, and it sounds like they're trying to groom you into becoming a manager. You're going to sit there and blast your company for giving you a responsibility to do a job that will pay you more money and give you benefits and stuff like that. But you're sitting there bitching and complaining. Welcome to the work industry. Jesus Christ. It's not that big of a deal. My God, I get it. Retail, grocery, you're dealing with tons of registers that you got to deal with, especially depending on the size of the store. But a lot of times, I know she's probably exaggerating a little bit on this. Most of the time, they're breaking those down throughout the day. So it's not like she's going to have 20 plus registers to break down all at night. Most likely she might have 10, depending on the size of the store. Still a significant amount, but you know what? It's not that difficult. Jesus Christ, some of these people are the biggest wusses when it comes to doing a job. How do you expect to get a raise? How do you expect to move up in the world? Do you just want to be somebody that just checks people out the rest of your life? If so, that's fine. Then ask to only do that. But guess what? Don't bitch and complain when you've been there for 5 years and you're still doing the same thing. You're getting an opportunity to step up and move forward with a potential career. And yes, I don't care what anybody says. There's some good career opportunities in retail as well as grocery and restaurants and stuff like that. Don't sit there and bitch and complain. Well, I only want to do the bare minimum. Well, if you do the bare minimum, you're not going to get paid well. Okay? If you want to achieve success, especially financially, you got to put in some hard work. Nothing is going to be easy if you want to achieve something. Quit fucking bitching and do the fucking work. God, people. I get it. You've been there 2 months. Maybe they see something in you. They're like, wow, she's pretty smart. She knows what the fuck she's doing. Guess what? I guarantee you, since she's making a fuss about this on social media, she's not going to be there very much longer. They're going to go, well, all she does is bitch and complain. And apparently she blasted us on social media so much so that the New York Post picked it up and wrote an article about it. That's a bad look on us. So fuck her. Don't give her that responsibility anymore. And now she's going to bitch and complain until she quits. And guess what? They're probably going to schedule you less now because you're probably a part-timer. Or they have the ability to reduce your hours in some capacity, and they're gonna squeeze you out. Because trust me, that's something that we as managers used to do, and they still do. Okay, you're gonna sit there and bitch and complain and do a half-ass job, but I don't have enough to fire you officially. Well, okay, I'm gonna give you like 2 shifts a week until you quit. And then it's going to be 1 shift a week until you quit. That's it. God, people, quit bitching. You got a job. And it sounds like they're giving you an opportunity to find a way to move up. Fuck. TJ Maxx applicant is in disbelief after learning of the $12 minimum wage. And he's quoted saying, not taking that fucking job. I get it. $12 an hour isn't very much. But again, it's just like, is that where you want to, I mean, no sense in blasting TJ Maxx. Is that where you want to go, is into a retail job like that? Or are you just looking for a filler gig? It's an opportunity to go, okay, there's a lot of places that's where you're going to. That's the wage that you're going to start at. And if that's not what you want, I mean, do you see yourself at TJ Maxx for 10 years? If you don't, then don't go try applying for jobs like that. Go somewhere else. It's an opportunity for you to go, shit, I don't want to be making $12 an hour at TJ Maxx. Okay, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to go into the banking industry? Is that something you want to do? Could you see yourself as a future banker or whatever? Something like that? Do you want to get into HR? What do you want to do? Because that's what you're going to get when you start off at a company like that, is you're going to be getting paid not very well. But if that's something that you could see yourself doing, then that's where you start. If you're entry level, you're going to make entry level wages. That's just the reality. And if you're just getting a job to get a job, then you just have to understand that that's what you're going to have to deal with. And it sucks. I've looked at getting other jobs while I do this show until I can get more and more sponsors. And it's like, fuck. Do I want to be putting in all these hours in a completely different industry and make hardly any money? And then it's like, is it even worth it? So anyway, now I just give hand jobs in back alleys. And I'll tell you what, it's paying off. You just got to figure out what you want to do. If you want to work at TJ Maxx, and potentially work up to becoming management and get some management experience and maybe then go into a different company, then take the gig and just swallow your pride and go, okay, it's not going to be that much money to start off with, but I'm a badass worker and I'm going to go in there and fucking dominate. Then take the gig. But when you guys go out on social media and start blasting companies for, you know, because you're upset that they're giving you opportunities and they're giving you opportunity, like the previous chick, like giving you opportunities to take a management role and to see what you do with it. And all you do is go on social media and blast them. or you're like this dude who's going on social media blasting companies because they don't pay enough. Listen, those things make their way around. Obviously, I'm talking about it. And if I'm looking to hire somebody and I'm like, that dude looks familiar. And then I'm like, oh shit, this is the dude that was bitching about TJ Maxx only paying $12 an hour. Guess what? Probably not going to hire you because of stuff like that. I'll find another reason to officially not hire you, but deep down, that's why you're not getting the job. That's just truth, guys. When you go out there and you make a public stink about things, maybe they don't write a story about you. But guess what? New job, companies, what they're doing when they see applicants is, yeah, they're going to look you up on social media. What is this person like? Okay, are they going on there just, saying inappropriate things and then they find stuff like this? Guess what? They're not going to hire you. You got to live in reality. Put yourself in a manager's shoe. Do you want somebody that you hire that is not willing to put in the effort and is really just looking to fill the gap until they figure out what they want to do? I mean, maybe, maybe not. I mean, you might be in a desperate situation, be like, dude, I just need bodies in here. I don't care how long they're going to be here. I just need them for maybe a week or two to kind of cover it. Maybe I can convert them into wanting to stay here, and maybe I can give them some incentives to stay here type of thing. But you can't go on social media acting like a fool and then get mad when you don't have a job, because this is what's going to happen. Guys, you got to live in reality. Reality is they're not just sitting there looking at your application when you turn in an application. They're not just looking at your resume when you turn in your resume. They're looking you up. What is this person really like? Oh, apparently they like crack. Because everybody posts about their crack doings on Facebook and everything. Maybe on X, on Twitter. Oh, boy, I just did some crack. It was so good. I don't know why I don't get the jobs. By the way, today is Superman Day. So dumb. I don't even remember why it's Superman Day, but it is. I think if I were to play a superhero in any movie, whether it's a DC or Marvel, or I guess Marvel's X-Men too, I would say Wolverine would be the coolest one. Because you don't always have to wear a suit and stuff. You could be wearing your regular clothes and still kick people's ass. I think that would be neat. Plus, you got the claws, which would be, the metal claws. I don't like when he's in the stage where they're his normal boned claws. I like it when it's the metal. That's freaking awesome. But I guess Superman would be okay. But he's such a good old boy. I don't like that. I'd like to see, snarky, kind of bent on the world Superman. I'd be fine with that. Well, basically Homelander. If you've ever seen The Boys, that's the best. Now, that being said, Homelander's twisted and shit like that. Can't wait for the new season to come out. It's a great show. But Homelander's fucking awesome. That whole show is awesome. Because it's like how they would really interact with humans. You'd have a lot of bad seeds. You'd have a lot of accidents. Like one of the first episodes where A-Train accidentally runs into a lady and just blows her up. It's so jacked up. Anyway, I would like to see that in the DC universe, where somebody, where it's a little bit more crude like that. Anyway. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. I can't be number one without you. And here we are. Because of you, we're the number one podcast, comedy podcast in the state of Colorado. That's all because of you. So I truly appreciate it. Can't say thank you enough. Hey, coming up next week, and I'll stay tuned to my social media channels, and I'll tweet this out. and post it everywhere is I was on with Grant Smith of KOA and iHeart, and I was on his show and did, it was like ended up being 2 hours, so I don't know how much he's going to cut that down, but it was a great time with him. I did that yesterday after the show, and it was a lot of fun. So when that comes out, I'll post it everywhere so you can take a listen. He does a great job. It was a lot of fun to talk with somebody that's in the industry that I'm in and that I've been in for so long, over 20 years now. So it's pretty cool. But so stay tuned to that. Follow me on social media at DeHuff Podcast. Thank you guys so much. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster. Go, if you want to support me, support them. If you're up in the Westminster area, 144th and Orchard Parkway on the south side of 144th. Again, Sugar Fire in Westminster. They're right next to Snooze. Also support Jad's Mile High Smoke. That's Jad's with a J. I swear to God, I'm going over there right after this show. As soon as I post this, boom, I'm headed over there. It's Jad's Mile High Smoke, 7667 on Washington. Jesus Christ. My brain, it just pooped. My brain pooped. Anyway, you guys have an amazing day. Try not to be a dick. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.